A 2014 study from the U.S. Office of Minority Health showed that non-Hispanic whites receive mental health treatment 2 times more often than Hispanics. Fred Sandoval, the executive director for the National Latino Behavioral Health Association, elaborates on this disparity.
Over time, what we've learned is that Latino immigrants see an increase in substance use disorder. They also have seen increases in mental illness, as well as suicide ideation, and overall experience poor health outcomes. And though Latinos on the average are using medical services at similar rates to white populations in the United States, they're using mental health services significantly less than the white population. The challenges arise when there are chronic stressful conditions that are impacted as a result of cultural and language barriers, as well as discrimination, and of course, the relative poverty that begins to hinder their physical and behavioral health.
Immigrant children are very vulnerable throughout this immigration process. The stresses of this process and their fear of deportation afterwards can affect their development and even have lifelong effects, as Sandoval explains.
Children do not immigrate, they flee, so that the added fear of being deported or having their parents deported compounds the stress that they're experiencing, and that can not only interfere with their development, but also cause lifelong effects. When a parent is detained or deported, children experience increased poverty, poor health, food and housing insecurity, as well as they start to experience poor school performance. There are higher levels of fear and anxiety, and there's also evidence of increased social withdrawal.
There are many reasons why Latinos and immigrants can't or won't seek treatment. The fact that mental health care oftentimes lacks linguistic and cultural accessibility is one of the biggest barriers for those that are actually seeking treatment. Sandoval expands on this topic.
So lack of linguistic and cultural accessibility will very and almost immediately begin to impact the ability for a person to have access to care. We also know historically that there is a shortage of behavioral health clinicians across the country, and that becomes even more significant when it relates to the bilingual, bicultural providers available and working in behavioral health settings or other settings in the healthcare system as well. There's also this reluctance to seek out services. We have all learned, of course, that in some instances, particularly as of late, there has been significant fear about going into public venues or public places to access services due to much of the practices related to the detention of individuals who may appear to be immigrants, for instance. There is also a long historical experience related to stigma around mental health within the Latino immigrant population, but of course it's universal. It applies to other groups across the globe as well. The more significant issues about the lack of resources makes it very challenging and difficult for folks to have the resources that it takes to be able to get to those providers and having knowledge about where those providers exist. Families, of course, are overwhelmed by the immigration and the migration experience all by itself. It's an overwhelming emotional experience, and the stress levels associated with that are extremely high.
Sandoval emphasizes that culture plays a large role in shaping an individual's health beliefs, and that understanding culture is an important factor in determining how to treat a patient.
Culture is very significant in terms of people's health belief, how it is that health is defined, and that illnesses that in terms of how they're caused or treated or even cured really speaks to what are the unique interpretations, definitions, and characteristics of those cultural experiences. We also know that the cultural dimensions that the minority immigrant communities share speaks very loudly to what are characteristics that helps us to understand and learn what's unique to those cultural differences.
Stress can come in many forms and is often the main factor in a person's mental illness. Immigrants are exposed to more stress than most, which can deteriorate their well-being. Sandoval tells us about the different types of stress that immigrants face.
What we have found is that the underlying circumstances regarding the Latino immigrant populations can be found particularly as it relates to stress. And these are 4 examples where stress themselves have become such a profound and significant factor in terms of a person's well-being and certainly their mental health is related to things related to their migration. And so we know is the displacement experience and their disorientation comes because of moving and then adjusting to new areas, oftentimes without the adequate resources for such adjustment. The acculturative stress that's anyone who would be changing their living circumstances, particularly from one country to another, means that there's significant adjustment to these new circumstances and then also inside of a new cultural context. What we also know is that there may be significant issues related to traumatic stress, and that's the extensive exposure to traumatic events or experiences prior to migration itself. So when individuals are here, they have then compounded their own circumstances here with things that may have happened prior to migration.
Join me on Thursday as I go more into depth about the barriers that Latinos and immigrants face when seeking mental health care and the resources that are there to help them. For KRWG News, I'm Donna Resendez.